This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The number of dead has risen to 16 in New Zealand, and recovery teams returned to the volcanic White Island on Sunday to no avail. More from VOA's Phil Mercer.
Police and Navy divers have failed to find a body that was seen in the sea off New Zealand's White Island the day after the eruption. Another victim is thought to be near the crater. Six bodies were retrieved Friday by soldiers who were flown in despite the risk of another eruption. New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says retrieving the bodies of all of the victims is a priority.
We know that reunification won't ease that sense of loss or grief, because I don't think anything can. But we felt an enormous duty of care as New Zealanders to make sure that we brought their family members back.
Police have officially named the first victim of the volcanic eruption. Crystal Eve Browett, a 21-year-old Australian, was on holiday with her family. Phil Mercer, Sydney, VOA News.
The top priority of British Prime Minister Boris Johnson's government is to leave the European Union on January 31st. That's according to a cabinet office minister on Sunday. That is Michael Gove. Gove said on Sky Television that Parliament would have the opportunity to vote on the EU withdrawal bill in relatively short order. The government's top domestic priority, he said, would be shoring up the public health service. China has suspended the planned additional tariffs on some U.S. goods that were meant to be implemented on December 15th. That's according to the state's council's Customs Tariff Commission. The statement was issued on the websites of government departments, including China's finance ministry, as well as by state media outlets like China hopes on the basis of equality and mutual respect to work with the United States. This is VOA News. Mexico is balking at additions Congress wants to make to the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
The issue is the addition of up to five U.S. labor attachés in Mexico to monitor implementation of labor reforms. The foreign ministry says that was not part of the agreement Mexico signed, and it doesn't want foreign inspectors on its soil because of sovereignty concerns. The agreement does provide for three-person panels to resolve disputes on labor and other areas. Each country would pick one of the members, and a third person would be agreed to by both countries. Mexico's chief trade negotiator says he sent a letter to U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer saying the House measure displays a regrettable mistrust in the treaty, which was negotiated in the spirit of good faith. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Activists dumped horse manure and staged a mock hanging outside the venue of a UN climate summit in Madrid Saturday, airing the frustration at the failure of world leaders to make meaningful action against global warming. Jillian Kitchener has more.
Delegates at a UN climate summit in Madrid went into overtime Saturday, disputing outstanding issues from the 2015 Paris Accord, an agreement struck to curb global greenhouse emissions. Carlina Schmidt, Chile's environment minister and summit president, gave a late-night update on the talks, which have yet to be concluded.
I hope that all the hard work that we have been doing these two whole weeks is worth it only if we have an ambitious result.
Earlier in the day, activists dumped horse manure on the street, airing their frustration at what they say is the failure of world leaders to take meaningful action against global warming.
That's Reuters' Jillian Kitchener reporting.
No!
Clashes sparked between police and demonstrators on the streets of Beirut Saturday night after the main base of Lebanon's anti-government protests was attacked for the second time in a week. And a court in Khartoum sentenced former Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir on Saturday to 2 years of detention in a correctional facility.
A court in Khartoum sentenced former Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir on Saturday to 2 years of detention in a correctional facility after convicting him of corruption and money laundering, the first verdict after his ouster last April. Bashir also has been indicted at the International Criminal Court for crimes against humanity and genocide in Darfur. More than 300,000 civilians have been killed since 2002, and the conflict has displaced some 2 million people. The verdict is the first in a series of ongoing trials against Bashir, and the first by the transitional government that has ruled the country since his removal. Naba Muhyiddin for VOA News, Khartoum.
And this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the weekend. This is Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell, broadcasting from Washington. Are you ready to get your best Pan-African groove going? Well, good, because it's time. You know, I've just returned from Ghana, so today my feature interview is with one artist from there. His name is Fancy Gadam, and the interview is about 20 minutes long. It's just part one. We'll do part two later, but you're going to enjoy it. It comes at about 30 minutes past the hour. So that is the big news of today's show. But guess what? There's so much more. I've got some music news from Kenya. My vintage tune comes from 1971, Democratic Republic of Congo. Song of the Week is a replay from last year with my colleague Jackson Mvunganyi, but I promise you will still love it because, well, it's Burna Boy. And who does not love Burna Boy? And then finally, as usual, I've got just amazing tunes for you, new and old, from across the continent and the diaspora. So let's get started. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. I'm starting us off nice and easy with some new reggae. This is Daka Dambele. He's an Ivorian reggae artist of Malian descent who lives now in Canada since 2007. This is his new single. It's called Baba.
Fi maye ibadilone mana keje maye ibadilone ala kale bu manye marifa fanga manye joli pa fanga manye wolo mani fanga ni shima
Baba.
everybody. That was Baba by Daka Dambele. This is Heather Maxwell, and you're at the top of Music Time in Africa. Let's go to current Malawi now and listen to what's trending there on the airwaves. This is Chata. It's over. It's a beautiful love song by R&B Afro-pop singer Kel K. Yes, that was Chata by Kel K out of Malawi. Hey, everybody, this is Heather Maxwell. Now, I told you that I had some news for you from Kenya. Here it is. The Cafe Ngoma Awards were held in Nairobi, Kenya, December 11th. And one of my favorite artists, Kwame Rigi, won the African Fusion Artist of the Year Award. Also, Ben Soul, another familiar artist right here on MTIA, won Best Soulful Artist of the Year. And Tetu Shami, another Kenyan artist who's been featured on this show, took home the New Age Contemporary Artist of the Year. Finally, Waidhaka Entertainment. Yes, he came away with Producer of the Year. So congrats to you all there in Nairobi. We're proud of you. And hey, let's listen to one of my favorites from Kwame Rigi, Munoti, radio edit.
Munoti, That was Munoti, radio edit by the newly awarded winning artist from Kenya, Kwame Rigi.
Yeah, Stoneboy speaking right now, you don't know already. It's Music Time Africa with Heather Maxwell. Yeah, beep.
Music Time in Africa. Awesome. Tune in online for the live stream. Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click listen. Then choose VOA Africa.
All right, I've got a couple more songs for you before we get to Song of the Week and then our feature interview. A nice long one with Ghanaian superstar Fancy Gaddam. This next one is Case by Tenny from Nigeria. Yes, yes, I love Tenny. And actually, I told you I've been in Ghana. I can also tell you that Ghanaians also love Tenny. This is Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa. All right, now I want us to go back in time to 2003 South Africa. This is a beautiful song by the late Shaluza Max Mthambo. It's called Impilo, meaning life. Now, Shaluza Max was extremely popular and beloved in South Africa. He was a visionary and a versatile artist of mbakanga, jazz, and traditional music of all kinds. He succumbed to kidney disease in January of 2014, but his music lives on. Yes, that was the late Shaluza Max with his beautiful song, Inkilo, Life.
Yeah, bah, one can try and one tell and one blow. This is J.W. Ambling, and I'm listening to Music Time in Africa at the Voice of America. That's where it's at.
Hello, everybody. This is Heather Maxwell. Music Time in Africa. And now it is time for my vintage tune. So, as you know, every week I do a vintage tune from our Music Time in Africa archives. Well, this one is a song called Mamu Anyi, and it was recorded on August 24th, 1971, on a specific street. The street was called Rue de Kapanga, numéro 62, in the commune of Kinshasa. Now, the musicians were a troupe called Two Grandes Tabalées, young people from Kasai who were promoting their folklore in the Congo and also overseas. The orchestration was three xylophones, two paired drums, two maracas, and a wooden scraper. And here in the recording, the leader, Mr. Mulenda, describes the meaning of the song in French.
La troupe Tout Grand Tabalaï nous présente actuellement Mamouani.
He says Mamouani means my mother. He's explaining here that a young man is complaining to his in-laws about his wife's bad behavior.
Tout Grand Tabalaï dans Mamouani.
All right. right. That was Mamu Wanyi, our vintage tune for this week by the Kasai folk group Tout Grand Tabalé. This was recorded by Leo Sarkisian way back in 1971 in the streets of Kinshasa.
Hi, this is Johnny Kleng, and you are listening to Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell.
Hello, hello. It's time for Song of the Week. Now, Kwame Asante Ofori has abandoned me this time. He is in Ghana, and as you know, I was there. And we actually, if you're following my social media, you know that we crossed paths on Friday and we did some great interviews together on Class FM in Accra. Shout out there to Prince Benjamin. Hello. And also to all of you in Accra. Kwame, too, if you're listening. Hello. Hope you're having fun. But anyway, I left and returned back here to Washington. And Kwame is still there enjoying himself for the next several weeks. So my regular Song of the Week partner is not here. But what I've done today is I decided to bring back an old Song of the Week that was just so good. I know you're going to love it because it is Burna Boy. Yes.
And this is the Song of the Week.
All right, so I'm here with Jackson Mbunganyi for Song of the Week. How you doing, Jackson?
I'm pretty good. How are you, Heather?
I'm fine.
Happy New Year.
Thank you, you too.
Happy New Year to all the listeners of Music Time in Africa.
Yes. So, Jackson, I asked you to find a song, and you found this great one. Tell us about it.
It's the song that I've been jamming to since September when it dropped. I'm talking about Burna Boy. There's something about Burna Boy, specifically this song, Burna. It's an Afrofusion. We watched the video together. You can tell it's very striking. Beautiful.
And just in case anybody doesn't know where Burna Boy is from, he's Nigerian.
Yes, Niger people, what's up?
Let's listen to the song, then we'll talk a little bit more about Burna Boy himself after.
It's Kelpie Vibes.
And when they jump so cool, and my people they go jump so cool. Boss man, you go jump so cool. When the bed do the entire body, and the girl them go shake their body, they go shake their body. Oluwa Burna mo go na belly, they mo go na belly. You know the money you take up police, me at the life you gone. But I just pray you the money on your mind. You're supposed to know, say me nothing, you come. So my baby make you no good dollar, no good dollar. When the bed with the entire body, all the girl them go shake their body, they go shake their body. You need the money, you take up police. Me and they love you, gone. I saw the scene, they feel the pulse. Look at the people jump around. Make you the listen well, because I know if you shout. No joking around. Listen, make I tell you what it's all about. I know you tell you, I see what I ain't for coconut. You sit down inside, boss, you say you be boss. Oh, yeah, look, 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 da, da, da. Look at that, da. Say so my pikin with the para with the da, da, da. Kilo shale ba, ba, ba. Oh, look, 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 da, da, da. Look, look, da, da, da. Say so my pikin with the para with the da, da, da. Kilo, kilo shale ba, ba, ba. When the bed do the entire body, yeah. Entire body, yeah. And the girl them go shake their body, yeah. They go shake their body.
Wow, we are having a good time in here. Those of you who are listening, you can't see us, but get on my YouTube channel and you will see us. Jackson and I listening
good
to
times.
Bon Up.
And Heather is such a great dancer too. Check it out. Love Bon Up Boy. I feel like 2018 was Bon Up Boy's year. I can't wait to see what he does in 2019.
Me too. Are you going to go see him at Coachella?
I'll try.
Burna Boy, if you're listening, invite us.
We'll be there. We'll come.
And we'll dance.
We're big fans, yes.
Do that again. We're big fans. All right, this is Heather Maxwell, and this is...
Jackson Funganyi.
And
you're listening to Song of the Week right here on Music Time in Africa.
All right, hello everybody. This is Heather Maxwell, and now it is time to present to you a rebroadcast of a live radio interview and co-hosting session that I had just last week in Tamale, Ghana. Now, the feature artist is Fancy Gadam. He is the biggest star in northern Ghana and is a record-breaking award-winning artist in Ghana because he was the first to win a major music award from the north. Now, I sat down with him. He brought his entire crew. These are his childhood friends that he has been together with since then, since they were kids. They know every song. We're all in the studio together with the normal host of City Jam, Samet Gaida, a.k.a. Original Soundboy. And this is, again, on Diamond FM 93.7, one of our affiliate stations. So we are all together, and we are talking with Fancy. It's the first time I've met him. Last year when I was in Ghana, I wanted to meet him, but he, at the last minute, was not able to come. So finally, we got him this time. And we have a wonderful interview. We're all packed in the studio, and I'm getting to know him. He sings on some of his songs, and all of his brothers that are in there are singing the chorus parts. It's just a wonderful experience. I hope you enjoy it. It's part one. We'll do part two next week. So sit back, relax. It's about 20 minutes. Take a breather. This is the defining artist of all of the north of Ghana, Fancy Gadam.
7 FM. She's in the studios with Fancy Gadam, and let me just quickly welcome them because there's no time. You're welcome, Heather Maxwell and Fancy Gadam.
Hey, thank you so much. Yeah.
I don't even know what that means, but I'm saying it anyway.
It'll be okay.
Oh, it'll be fine.
That's fine.
Yeah.
It'll be okay.
Oh, yeah?
Okay. Yeah. So, Heather,
yeah.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
It's been like a year because last year, somewhere around October, you were here.
I think it was June.
June, right?
June.
Okay, you're here with us in the same studios, 93.7 FM, and this year you're here.
I'm back. It's so great to be back here. I was down in Accra for the Access All African Music Conference, but I said I cannot be in Ghana and not come up to Tamale.
Yes,
it's so great to be back.
Okay, and today we're co-hosting, but I would rather want to just sit back, watch you interview Fancy Gadam, who is also here in the studios. So I could learn one or two things.
Sure. That's fine with me.
All right.
So you want me to take it away?
Take it away.
So Fancy.
Yeah.
I have been wanting to meet you for a while. Last year I tried to get you and something happened.
Yes, I was so busy. So yes. I'm so sorry. Yeah.
No, that's okay.
Yeah.
So you got a new song out.
Yeah, a couple of songs. It's an album. The Dream album.
The Dream.
Yeah.
And it's been out for... how long?
1 month today.
Oh, so it's really
new. Just a month, yeah. It's very new.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. So how is it going so far?
Yeah, it's doing well. And, you know, I had a concert on that album. And the concert was so huge. Things happened that I didn't believe that it is happening. Because the day of the concert, it was raining. And people had to come out from the rain just to support Fancy Gadam. So, you know, the love that I have for my people is so deep. So I much appreciate every fan who is supporting Fancy Gadam. Yeah. The rain came first and they have to come out in the rain just to support Fancy Gadam. So you should know that the Gadam Nation blood is strong.
You know, I've heard this about you. So why do you think people love you so much? What is it about you?
Oh yeah, there's nothing. I am not that special.
You gotta be to fill a stadium.
Yeah, you know, let me tell you, let me express myself first.
Okay.
The reason why I said I am not that special. Is I am down to earth. I am always relating to the fan base whenever they need me. And the content in my songs are so inspirational. And when they listen to me, they feel like this guy is something else. We can't believe you are so young and what you are saying in your music is always strong. So that is why it seems to amaze my fan base.
So can we listen to one of your songs? Maybe the one, Ebeye?
Ebeye, all right. So Ebeye is, 93.7 FM, Fancy God, I'm listening to this.
Yeah.
Brother, forget all. All day they talk, say you know, so far make that money. They must be confused. All people they talk, say you do bad, they make that money. My brother, forget all. All day they talk, say you know, so far make that money. They must be confused. All. If you don't see, you know, see. If you don't hear, you know, hear. If you don't see, you know, see. If you don't hear, you know, hear.
It goes like this.
Okay.
Success and they call on you. Wherever you day, I go follow you. Make you not play my life with the hide and seek. If you try to dodge me, my eye go see. I don't suffer day like suffer. Just to make that paper. If I don't make money, wahala. Buffet to play me tire like FIFA. Go. Baby, hey. Da da baby. Da da baby baby. Baby baby. Da da baby. Hey,
da da
hey, hey, hey.
Da da
oh,
da
hey, hey.
Da
hey, hey, hey.
All right. Right, so that's the latest jam from Fancy Gather. I'm still here, 93.7 FM. It is, and hello.
Yeah.
Take it away.
Well, wow. Now I know why people love you. And we're just sitting down.
Yeah.
I can't imagine what you do when you're standing up.
Yeah.
But you know, my pidgin English, my tree, all that stuff is not so good.
I would explain.
Okay.
You know, when some people struggle to make money, people will not ask how they manage to make the money. They'll be like, oh, this person cry, this guy cry, go do juju, go do bad thing before you make the money. When we say juju, I hope you know juju.
I do. Yes.
Aha. So people that go into bad things to make money, you don't know how the person starts. The person has been suffering. If you don't know my story, how can you judge me? You understand? Uh-huh. So it means if people are suffering, you don't know. But when they made it, you are in your corner saying, oh, this guy has passed here, this guy has passed here. And I'm telling the people that whatever you are doing, concentrate and focus. You are going to make it in life. Just work hard. One day, one day, it will be okay.
Is it connected to your own personal story? I don't know your personal story.
Yeah.
Can you share something about that, the bare bones of it?
Yeah, you know, I was on the streets dancing from Adore to any occasion in Tamale here. I was, even if they don't call me, I'll just come and dance for pleasure. You understand? And, you know, I started growing the love from then. They started following me about 10 years today or 15 years today, that I am able to fill up Tamale Sports Stadium. It isn't that Fancy Gadam just sleep, wake up, and people are following Fancy Gadam. You understand? So if you know see, you know see. If you know here,
you know here. Yeah. Oh, that's so cool. So you're really a kid from Tamale.
Yeah. I was born and bred here.
Yeah, and that might be part of why people love you so much.
You know see.
You know here.
Yeah, so he has his latest album, and I'm sure the title of the album also is around how he's able to make it from, you know, dancing in the streets to becoming who he is today.
Yeah.
What's the title?
Dream. Yeah.
You had a dream.
Yes, you know, that is why I named this album Dream. Looking at, everybody has a dream. In future, I want to be like this. When I was growing up, I was a dancer. I was dreaming to be a superstar. And then now, you know, when I release music, today, the song will be everywhere. You understand? My dream has come true, and I'm still trying to, you know, cut across from where I am based, because, you know, I was born and bred in the Northern Region. All Northern Region, they know Fancy Gadam. And even in Ghana, because I've won a couple of awards last 3 years, and then last 2 years. Last year was a bit difficult for me because of the incident that happened with my career. I had to, you know, stay back for a while.
What happened?
Oh, wow, it's a good question. Something happened. It was very bad because I was hosting my brother from Nigeria at Orankin. He was coming to Tamale. I was going to have a concert with him. And then alongside, when my people came out to welcome us from the airport, we had accident on the road.
Oh.
You understand? You know, we have some culture here. When Fancy Gadam is doing a concert, my fan base will come out in their numbers with motorbikes just to welcome me, just to show me love. You understand? About 10,000 people came out on the street just to welcome me.
Oh my gosh.
Alongside on the road, something happened and people died.
Oh.
Eight people died. No, it didn't nine. Oh. It was nine people that died. And you know, it's not easy. I had to cancel the program.
Oh yeah.
Because people came out in their numbers to show you love. And they did not their life. How can you do the concert? And I had to cancel the concert, and all the expenses that Fancy Gadam and the management put in that event gone for free, just like that. Because no amount of money could buy life. You understand? So we have to, you know, give everything to Almighty Allah. And then I stayed back for a whole year.
Were you in depression?
Yeah, depression. I was seriously and the depression, because I feel like even giving up with my career, because how can people love you to that extent, losing their life? Yeah. Oh, when I'm talking about this tonight, I am getting emotional.
Well,
we
don't need to. Moving along.
So the dream. Everybody has a dream. When you're on the street, you see people selling pure water on the street. On the street, you see people doing shoemaker.
Yeah.
Everybody has a dream that tomorrow he wants to be somebody. You understand? And I'm telling them that your dreams will come true. Put me as an example. Fancy Gadam, who was on the street dancing from Adori every occasion. Even if they don't call me, I come and play for free. But now you can't call Fancy Gadam for free. Oh yeah. Superstar now, you have to pay money.
Exactly. But you say dancing from Adori. What's Adori?
Adori is like, you know, naming ceremony.
Oh yeah.
Naming ceremony. Yeah. Or wedding.
You were like a little small kid.
Oh yeah, yeah, you know. In between 12 13 years, yeah.
All right. So just recently, I think you were in the US. It was in the US. To pick an award.
Yeah, yeah.
What was the award?
The name of the award scheme was Ghana Entertainment Awards in America. It was around Bronx. You know,
in New York.
In New York.
Okay.
Yeah. It was lovely because they nominated me as Male Act of the Year. This, as you can see, my concerts alone tells you how the people love me. So when they put me in any category with any big artist, Fancy Gadam will be the winner. Whether you like it or not, because you don't have that loyal fan base like Gadam Nation. Like the Gadam Nation. Gadam Nation, Tukuzami!
All right, so that's it. Still here on Diamond 93.7 FM. Heather Maxwell, all the way from VOA and Fancy Gadam in the studios. Beautiful interview. I'm enjoying myself. Yeah.
I am too.
You know, you can't be around Fancy and not be excited.
Mm-hmm.
So much positive energy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can we listen to another song from the new album?
Okay, so what song would you want us to play?
Yeah, so I have a lot of songs. Let's go into the local dialect. Let's play Biar Bani.
Biar Bani.
Yeah, local dialect.
Yeah.
Being Dagbani.
Yeah, being Dagbani. Yeah.
Okay, what is this one?
Biar Bani.
Biar Bani.
I'm sure he will explain
Bani.
After.
Biar Bani.
Ba.
Ni.
Ni. Biar Bani.
$1 million na melia de be you ki ka be hira zo warla biar gani warla biar gani subala biar gani warla biar gani biar 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 gani warla biar gani subala biar gani warla biar gani biar 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 gani to fe so lamba kayel ban man po suda so won na to fe so lamba kayel ban man po suda
Alright, so that's BR Bunny for you, and I'm sure you're wondering what it means.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, so, Fancy.
Yes, so, BR Bunny, you know, I don't know, it's a term, but I don't know the exact word to use.
Try to explain it, maybe I can.
Yeah, so it simple means I want somebody who can fight for the love, no matter what. It means, like, you know, here, like if you want to marry somebody, and the parents are not in support, there's no way you can marry a person. And I'm trying to tell them that no, this is not good. They have to allow the children to go in for what they want. You understand?
Yeah, I do.
Uh-huh. So assuming you are in love with somebody,
they love you,
and the person too love you.
Yeah.
Like you guys, both of you love each other.
Right.
But your parents are saying they are not in support. Die hard lover. You understand? Somebody who would do anything just to maintain the love. Somebody who would do anything to maintain the relationship between you and your lover. No matter what, even your mother, your father can't even come in between you guys. That's what I'm talking about. Somebody who would have the courage to be able to stand up
to even their own parents.
Even your parents. Mm. That's what I'm talking about.
And tell them that I'm in love with this person.
I'm in love with this person, no matter what.
No matter what, and I want to be with that person.
Even if you don't want to talk to me, I'm going to, you know, be with that person.
So that's what you want?
That's what I want.
Fighting for your love.
That's powerful. All right, that was part one of my interview with Fancy Gaddam on Diamond FM up in Tamale, Ghana. This was a broadcast that we did live just last week, and I'm bringing it to you again on Music Time in Africa. Hello, everybody. This is Heather Maxwell. We've got time for just one more song before we have to say goodbye. I thought I'd take you back to 2006 Niger with this amazing song. It's called Niger, by Mali Yaro and Lugumbe Star. All right. Yes, that was Niger by the amazing Mali Yaro and Le Goumbe Star. Hello, hello. This is Heather Maxwell, and we are at the end of the hour. Thank you so much for tuning in. And I want to thank Samet Gaida, a.k.a. Original Soundboy, host of City Jam, and also to our partner station there in Tamale, Ghana, Diamond FM 93.7, for that amazing interview with Fancy Gaddam and Gaddam Nation. And remember, next week we'll have the second half of that interview. On our FM stations, we are live Saturday and Sunday at 15:05 and 20:05 Universal Time. And we're also on shortwave radio Friday at 09:05 UTC. And again, Saturdays and Sundays, 5 minutes past the hours of 09, 15, 20, and 2200 Universal Time. Finally, you can always find us online at voanews.com anytime. You just search for me, Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa. All right, people, love you. Have a great week, and I'll see you next week. Stay beautiful, Africa.